AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Storms have been drenching California this Christmas. Lisa Dwyer has a report.
Another powerful storm system has rolled into Southern California that is already seeing its wettest Christmas in years. Officials are warning of more flooding and mudslides a day after heavy rain and gusty winds were blamed for at least two deaths. Wednesday, a San Diego man was killed by a falling tree. Farther north, a Sacramento sheriff's deputy died in what appears to be a weather-related crash. People were rescued after mud and debris rushed down a road leading to the resort town of Wrightwood, trapping people in their cars. Roads there are still covered in rocks and thick mud. With power out, a local gas station and coffee shop running on generators are serving as hubs for residents and visitors. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rika Ann Garcia reports Christmas celebrations around the world have been tied together by messages of hope in the spirit of togetherness.
In his first Christmas Day message, Pope Leo XIV urged people not to ignore human suffering, pointing to Gaza, Yemen, and the plight of migrants crossing the Mediterranean and the Americas. King Charles III, in his annual Christmas message, called Jesus' pilgrimage for peace a prayer for our times, also reflecting on his historic visit to the Vatican to meet Pope Leo XIV. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In the NFL, Dak Prescott threw for 307 yards and two TDs to lead the Cowboys past the Commanders 30-23. And in the NBA, Jalen Brunson led the Knicks to a comeback win over the Cavaliers 126-124. And Marcela Sanchez reports it was a very lucky Christmas for someone.
A Powerball player outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, won the $1.8 billion jackpot in last night's Christmas Eve drawing. The winning numbers were 04, 25, 31, 52, with the Powerball number being 19. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is AP News. A baby born after the rarest of pregnancies.
Susie Lopez in Bakersfield, California, didn't know she was pregnant with her second child until days before giving birth. Before little Ryu was born, he developed outside his mother's womb, hidden by a basketball-sized ovarian cyst.
I knew my stomach was growing. I was just thinking it was the cyst. And he was kicking against probably the cyst. And so that's why I didn't feel any kicking at all.
Just 1 in 30,000 pregnancies occur in the abdomen instead of the uterus. And those that make it to full term are, quote, essentially unheard of, far, far less than 1 in a million. That's according to John Ozimek, the medical director of labor and delivery at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, where Ryu was born.
This whole story, I treasure it, and I do believe in miracles. God gave us this gift. The best gift ever.
I'm Haya Panchwani.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.